Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Institute for Personal Development, where total consciousness is the new frontier. Kriya Yoga is the union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices that initiate this process.
Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I am your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Toy, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Well, good morning, Swami. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
I'm doing well today. How about you?
I'm doing great, thanks, as usual. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Today on The Voice of Yoga, we will be talking about the warrior, not as a brutal murderer, but as a defender of truth, honor, and principle. The myth of the warriors as an intricate part of each and every one of us to become a whole person. We will discuss the origins of the word medicine as the art and science to heal, which originally meant to be whole. Swami will explain the hero's journey as the plight of an individual to become an adult or whole person, and Kriya Yoga as a way to actualize this experience. Sounds like a great beginning so far. And in the beginning of the summary, Swami, when you say that we need to be defenders of truth, honor, and principle, it reminds me of a superhero cartoon that I used to watch as a kid, when it was Superman and Batman and everybody else, and that's what they were, defenders of truth. So how can we start being that way ourselves, just us ordinary human beings?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we always talk about here is that we need laws to uphold the conduct that we do naturally when we're humans in the adult state. That the human in the adult state is virtuous by nature. And so again, where we need leadership is in the way to become a human in the adult state. I think that's the missing part. Like today, we are chronologically aging, but psychologically, spiritually, we're remaining in this underdeveloped state. And our inner environment is usually inundated with anxiety because we live in fear. And the old saying is, stand in fear and you stand to lose. And the whole thing of just being able to understand that there are things that we can do to find solution to a lot of these common problems other than the way we're going about it today. You know, I think the medical model is way off point in their approach, and that resurrecting some of the ancient wisdoms in a way that they work as opposed to ways that they aren't working, which is typically what we've discovered, that the institutions that have taken over these communities are failing desperately as well. So it's a classic example of the blind leading the blind. But if you understand that you have this hidden potential, just like what we say, I mean, warrior is medicine in action. Well, what is medicine? Because it's, you know, today we associate that with pills and processes and procedures, as opposed to this innate drive that I want to be whole, I want to be a complete person. And getting more into what we talk about here is the physics of spirituality. That it's not magic, but it is physics. It's pretty simple, but it's not easy to do. So the only thing I really recommend is that people do give us a call. They do get involved in our programs and start growing psychologically and spiritually, to become a whole person and find solution to a lot of the common problems that we're dealing with today.
I know a lot of people view the warrior as, you know, a soldier, or warrior as somebody that has to kill and murder and pillage, when in actuality the warrior, as we said earlier, the defenders of truth and justice and so on. And I think people don't realize that to become a true warrior does require discipline, but what we say, like, focused discipline. And we saw that movie, American Sniper. Remember, he was going through the Navy SEAL training and doing, they had to undergo all these different tasks and go through certain procedures during their training. But that was all to build discipline, not just physical discipline, but mental discipline.
Oh, absolutely. And I think if we had a better understanding of just the whole concept of the warrior and where it actually falls in our development. Because one of the things that I find that's really interesting is that when we do salutation to the moon and we do salutation to the sun. Now, of course, for those that don't understand what I'm talking about, you'll have to take a class. But the salutation to the moon are movements that actually invoke the life force into the physical body. And salutation to the sun are movements that allow us to demonstrate the qualities that this connection produces. And the first position that you assume when you are have the sun is in Aries, and the attribute that is associated with it is bravery. And that's an interesting thing because I've always associated bravery with the concept of the hero or the warrior. But then, of course, as you cycle through all of the different signs of the zodiac, you wind up in Pisces, and the final characteristic is kindness. And that's a really powerful thing to understand, that the warrior is not a brutal murderer. That the Chinese say that cruelty is a sign of weakness. We can only expect kindness from the strong. And where do we get strength from? Because that seems to be the mystery. You get strength from your connection to this life force. Not just that you can endure all of these different hardships. Renunciation is not the same as connection to a resource of energy that produces a different entity. Because the hero's journey and the process of the warrior is leading to you to become the king. That there is, this is the starting point, but then there are varying degrees of experiences that you meet along this journey that change the metal of your makeup. It changes our nature. And there's a very different thing when somebody is from a level of consciousness where they see themselves as a separate entity, as opposed to when somebody sees themselves as an intricate part of a greater whole.
That's interesting that you say that, because the other day in the daily meditation of the 365 Tao book by Dengming Tao, he states in that book that the ultimate opponent of the warrior is the warrior's own self. And I believe that that is so true. And he says, we need to conquer our own fears, laziness, ignorance, selfishness. And isn't this what we talk about all the time? And aren't those the obstacles that we have in attaining enlightenment?
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, how do you do that? And if you don't understand the whole concept of brahmacharya, carrier of Brahman, if you don't understand the whole thing that it is our connection to this other source of sustenance that enables us to have leverage to rise above the limited perspective of self. Because, yeah, fear, ignorance, laziness, and selfishness, those are the four major obstructions to enlightenment. And the one-size-fits-all solution to all of them is this connection to this life force. Mm-hmm. It's this source of sustenance that makes us something different. It changes our nature. And of course, when you are virtuous by nature and your sense of self has transcended the limits of your body, you're aligned with the part of yourself that is eternal. You always were, you always will be. But what's interesting about it is that you would think that somebody that would have this connection would have a tendency to be more careless, but it doesn't work like that. You're carefree, but at the same time, you have a tremendous amount of respect for all of life because you see things differently.
I think what also is very interesting is if you want to become the warrior or if you want to become a sage, it still requires the same thing. You have to transcend emotion. You have to transcend this petty way of thinking. You have to have perseverance and courage. And these are all the things that we need to do to become a warrior or a soldier in today's world, or to work and be on the spiritual path. As you said before, it's a solitary path. So we have to employ strategies in order so that we can be courageous, persevere, and, you know, stop petty thinking and all of these things. Again, these obstacles that keep us from what we really need to be doing and thinking.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things I really like is one of the things that C.S. Lewis talked about in Screwtape Letters is when he mentioned tortured fear and stupid confidence, that they are both desired states for this concept of the devil. That those are really interesting things, because it really, if you don't understand the power that comes with the life force, and you try and do the same thing when you're drawing from particles and waves, it becomes a Herculean task. It becomes almost impossible to do. You may be able to demonstrate stupid confidence, but you may also be tortured with fear. But in order to really find the optimal position of performance is really to make this internal connection with the life force. It's kind of like we talked about the whole thing of sex out of marriage is a sin. To try and cut down a tree with a chainsaw without starting it up is a ridiculous task. But if you understand what a chainsaw is, if you understand what a human being is, and you understand that chainsaws run on gasoline, and when you start them up, they do something that makes the task a lot easier. And the same is true with this concept of courage, that if you draw from fear and limitation, that's what you become. But if you draw from truth and wholeness, see, you become something different. That internal connection gives us power that we don't get from our connection to particles or waves, to duality. And so if you put your efforts in this internal connection, which in my opinion, that's where the origins of the martial arts, what it was all about and how it worked. But now you look at the way they do it, they try and do the martial arts without this internal connection. So you become a tough guy kind of a thing. And you're doing similar things, but at a different level of consciousness and a different degree of awareness, if that helps. Mm-hmm. That to optimize your position of performance, if you have the benefit of internal support, it just makes everything easier. Mm-hmm. And so independent of what your external environment, your situation would be, if you have the benefit of internal support, you're able to shape your inner state to fit those demands intelligently so that you are not tortured by your fear nor C.S. Lewis called it stupid confidence, but we call it senseless optimism, you know, which is maybe a little bit more politically correct, but anyway.
That's great. I have a few more questions for you, but I think what we'll do is we'll take this opportunity and pause and hear a word from our sponsors. So, listeners, we will return with you shortly.
Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudashyate.
If you are looking for a samadhi-based experience, IPD Kriya Yoga has the goods, a complete yoga program that includes the practices and the process. Kriya Yoga Theory 1 live classes and videos. Get your arms around the spiritual science of Kriya Yoga.
You know, the intention of why we practice is to embody the spirit, you know, to feel connected to the life force.
Kriya Yoga Asana live classes and videos. A cosmically engineered system of exercises to initiate apotheosis. A system of exercises engineered for dining and dancing at the cosmic ballroom. Kriya Yoga Theory 2 live classes and videos. A practice and open forum designed to facilitate positive growth of consciousness. Get your labyrinth video.
I find the positive side of it is the things.
Kriya Yoga mantra and meditation. With repetition comes absorption. Pray on prana and become divine.
At the same time, we all have a unique talent and gift to give back.
Private sessions. The mysteries of the universe have always been handed down verbally from teacher to student. Call or click now and get started. 603-929-0303
or www.ipdtransform.com. Namaste.
Well, welcome back. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. So, Swami, we're talking about becoming today's warrior. I have a question for you. What's really interesting is I read in the Tao book, again, The Daily Meditations by Dengming Tao, and in it he says, you can be the warrior, but you still need to have concentration, awareness, and a sense of compassion. And what I think is interesting is, aren't those the steps that we talk about, the eight stages of yoga?
Well, I don't know if it's all of them, but it does. They are included in that, sure. That concentration is your sixth stage of yoga. But then yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, those are also in place. Because that's one of the things, you know, like we always say, I love what C.S. Lewis says, if you're driving somewhere and you miss your turn, if you continue to go in the direction that you're going, it might not be getting you any closer to your destination. Mm-hmm. So if you don't understand brahmacharya in yoga, if you don't understand carrier of Brahman, what that means and what that looks like when you're actually doing it, then in some respect you've missed your turn. And so to continue doing the practices doesn't really get you any further or closer to your destination. And that's the part that I find that's typically missing in a yoga practice. Because concentration, you can develop concentration, but nothing facilitates growth like union of the individual with the divine. Once you have made this internal connection with this other source of sustenance, that's how the whole thing starts to move forward. Otherwise, you're just doing a lot of extra work. And not to discount that, but it's like trying to cut a tree down with a chainsaw. I mean, you're out there and your intentions are to get the tree down, but you never really knew what a chainsaw was or what it's supposed to look like, and so you never started up, and you're out there and you're working hard, but you're not getting results. And that's what I find a lot of people do with a yoga practice, is that they're doing the postures and they're doing the dietary recommendations and they're doing all of the practices, but without the connection. And you're working hard, but you're not getting the result. And the whole thing of becoming the warrior, becoming the hero, it really begins with this connection. And then the rest of everything that we do is all about just cultivating the aspects of our makeup that this connection starts up. And that's what kind of gives us the advantage, if that helps.
You know, it does, but I can't help thinking that there must be some folks out there that are saying to themselves, well, that sounds really, really great and it makes perfect sense, but again, how do I know if I'm truly connected? They might think they're connected to this indivisible life force, but how do you truly know throughout the course of the day, every moment, if you truly have this connection?
Well, the litmus test I use is, am I using what I need, my number one need, to produce the feeling that I'm happy? That if I have what I need and I'm not happy, then chances are that my body is searching for something else. And so the panel really isn't wired. The change really hasn't gone deep enough. I haven't changed the reward circuits in my brain. I haven't changed those neurological pathways. Whereas if I have what I need and my sense of well-being is totally intact, then I've got the benefit of internal support. Then I can be more objective. The term in yoga that we use is called detached from the outside world. And it doesn't negate it. Again, like, you don't want to be senselessly optimistic. You don't want to be in denial. It's not a loss of your connection to the outside world. It's not a loss of self-conscious awareness. It's a more inclusive point of identification that you can be sad and still connected. Mm-hmm. You can be disappointed and still connected. So that you're not in crisis. Your sense of self is not threatened. You don't feel vulnerable by changes in the outside world. Does that answer your question?
So it sounds like we actually have to approach everything throughout our daily lives with this sense of intelligence and not fly off the handle, but have this wisdom, this intelligence to deal with everything that happens to us on a daily basis. And what you say, those three magic words, put God first, and then that helps us, you know, keep on this path, stay on the straight and narrow to the road of spiritualism.
Yeah, and in fact, that's the only way. It's just one way. That's it. That's the only way. In fact, if you cross-examine all of your religions, if you cross-examine the martial arts, if you delve into yoga, they're all doing the same thing on a very fundamental level. It's just the problem is that most people aren't doing it. That they're not using what they need to produce the feeling that they're okay, that their bodies are still looking for something visible and tangible. And that's what causes us to react emotionally. Now, when you are the warrior, you're going to put yourself in a real life-threatening situation. but to reduce that, to make it small enough so that you can still be intelligent in your decision making, to have the benefit of this internal connection makes that possible. Because you're able to recognize that there is a difference between I'm in a potential life-threatening situation or I'm going to die. And even though it's very difficult, I want to say, to measure that or quantify that on any level, but on a very deep level, if you have the forces that are really important to you, then you're still alive. Then you're able to maintain this position of calmness, confidence, and stillness that we really can't get when we feel vulnerable, mm-hmm. right? And if your sense of self is bound up in the body, which is provisional, it's going to die. It knows it's going to die, and it lives in chronic anxiety. Then you're in a little bit of a tailspin. Whereas if your sense of self is totally established in a part of yourself that is eternal and unchanging, then the body is just a garment that who you are puts on periodically. Mm-hmm. And though you have a tremendous amount of respect and you're not, again, senselessly optimistic or stupid, you're intelligent so that you can take... You can calculate your response mm-hmm. using your mental functions so that you take consideration for consequences, that if I do this, there's a possibility of this, this, and this that can happen. And the more equipped you are with using these mental functions, then the better you get at it. Because in a real battle situation, you've got 2/1,000th of a second. You've got to make the right decision. And chance favors a prepared mind.
I know I hear people talking all the time about how they have to fight for certain things. They have to, fight through traffic, fight to get through their day of work. So it seems like they think they're the warrior, but in reality they're just, like you say, they're just going through their life blind. And they're going through emotionally, not really having this support system, this internal support to get them through whatever it is getting them through. Now, would you recommend for these people your Theory 1 program to learn about what it's like to be a true warrior or the Theory 2 class that we do on Thursday night?
Well, I definitely think that Theory 1 kind of gives you the knowledge that you need. Theory 2 is much more interactive. So once you have the information, then you're better equipped mm-hmm. to start to employ it.
Well, thank you for that. Because I know there could be some confusion maybe of all the classes that we have to offer for our people. So I think what we're going to do is take this opportunity to start closing down our program. So listeners, thank you for tuning in with us today. Don't forget you can follow us on Pinterest and Twitter and obviously our website, www.ipdtransform.com. You can choose the online classes. Be sure to tune in next week. I believe we're going to be discussing the blue moon, which is the second full moon of this month. Anything else, Swami, you'd like to add for our listeners today?
Well, I would like to just invite people to join us and take some classes and learn how to grow psychologically and spiritually, and maybe we'll get our 100 monkeys and we'll start to affect the change on the planet that we're looking for, peace on Earth. And with that, I'll wish everybody a good day. Namaste, and I'll give it back to you.
And thank you. Maybe we should change from 100 monkeys to 100 warriors. maybe get to change the wording, right? And don't forget, make those comments and questions and curiosities still coming. We enjoy hearing from you. And thank you for listening to our program, The Voice of Yoga. This is Lisa Winton, along with Swami Jayananda, signing off. Have a wonderful Kriya Yoga kind of day. Namaste.